Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Narches Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Differently Wired: Raising an Exceptional Child in a Conventional World is a parenting book by Deborah Reber focused on neurodiverse children and the families who support them. It addresses children who may be ADHD, autistic, anxious, dyslexic, gifted, twice exceptional, or otherwise outside conventional developmental expectations. Rather than treating difference as a problem to be normalized, the book argues for a more accepting and responsive approach to parenting. Reber combines personal experience, advocacy-oriented thinking, and practical guidance to help parents understand their children more clearly and act more effectively within school, home, and social systems. The book belongs to the broad parenting and neurodiversity genre, but it stands out because it centers both emotional reframing and concrete support. Its purpose is not only to inform readers about differently wired children, but to help them replace deficit-based assumptions with a more constructive lens for family life. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, reframing neurodiversity as difference rather than deficiency. A central idea in the book is that neurodivergent children should not be understood primarily through what they lack compared with typical developmental norms. Reber encourages parents to replace correction-first thinking with a more accepting framework that recognizes variation in how children think, feel, learn, and regulate themselves. This matters because the language parents use about their child often shapes the child's experience of self, as well as the kind of support the family pursues. Instead of assuming that the goal is to make a child appear more conventional, the book suggests asking how the child can be understood on their own terms. That reframing does not deny real challenges. It changes the starting point for responding to them. The result is a parenting model built less on fixing and more on interpretation, respect, and adaptation. This is one reason the book resonates with families who feel discouraged by conventional advice that does not fit children with ADHD, autism, anxiety, dyslexia, giftedness, or multiple exceptionalities. Secondly, practical advocacy inside schools and other adult systems. The book places strong emphasis on advocacy, especially in educational settings where differently wired children are often misunderstood or underserved. Reber recognizes that many parents must navigate formal assessments, school expectations, and support decisions that are not designed with neurodiverse learners in mind. The practical value of the book lies in helping parents think more clearly about how to communicate needs, ask better questions, and push for appropriate accommodations without framing the child as broken. This is important because effective advocacy often depends on both persistence and strategy. A parent may need to translate everyday struggles into terms schools can act on, while still preserving the child's individuality. The book does not present advocacy as adversarial by default. Instead, it treats it as a necessary skill for securing support, whether through individualized learning adjustments, social understanding, or behavioral flexibility. In this sense, the book is useful not only as a philosophy of parenting, but as a guide to working within institutions that frequently reward conformity over fit. Thirdly, supporting executive functioning and daily life scaffolding. Another major theme is the need to support executive functioning, rather than assuming children will simply outgrow organizational and self-management difficulties. Children with neurodifferences often struggle with planning, transitions, time awareness, emotional regulation, initiation, and follow-through. And the book treats these issues as legitimate support needs rather than moral failings. Reber's approach is practical because it recognizes that many children do better when adults shape the environment around them instead of relying on repeated reminders or discipline alone. This can mean building routines, simplifying expectations, reducing friction, and offering external structure that compensates for areas of weakness. The broader implication is that success for differently wired children often depends on scaffolding, not pressure. That makes the book especially relevant for parents who have tried conventional consequences or standard productivity advice and found that those methods increase frustration rather than competence. By treating executive functioning as an area for support, the book helps parents see daily struggles as solvable design problems rather than evidence of laziness or defiance. Fourthly, parental self-care is a condition of effective support. The book also argues that parenting differently wired children requires attention to the parent's own emotional state, habits, and assumptions. Reber does not present self-care as a luxury or reward. She frames it as part of the work of parenting, especially when families are dealing with ongoing stress, uncertainty, advocacy demands, and emotional fatigue. This perspective is important because parents of neurodivergent children are often expected to absorb more than they can sustainably manage while also remaining calm, patient, and organized. The book suggests that without inner work, self-awareness, and practical support, parents may become reactive, depleted, or overly focused on control. In contrast, When parents develop compassion for themselves, they are better able to respond to their child with steadiness and curiosity. This topic deepens the book beyond child-focused advice by showing that family change depends on adult change too. It also helps explain why the book is often read as both a parenting guide and a mindset resource. It asks readers to notice how their own stress patterns influence the environment their child is trying to grow in. Lastly, a strength-based approach to twice exceptional and complex learners. The book is especially relevant to twice exceptional children, or 2A learners, whose strengths and challenges can coexist in ways that confuse schools and families. Reber's framework is useful here because it resists one-dimensional labels. A child may be intellectually advanced and still need significant support with emotional regulation, attention, or sensory processing. Conventional systems often miss this complexity by focusing only on performance problems or only on obvious talents. The book pushes against both errors. It encourages parents to see giftedness, ADHD, autism, anxiety, dyslexia, and related differences not as mutually exclusive categories, but as overlapping realities that require individualized understanding. This makes the book more nuanced than many general parenting titles, because it acknowledges that a child can excel in one setting while struggling intensely in another. The practical result is a more balanced form of support, one that recognizes abilities without ignoring disability or difficulty. For many readers, this complexity is the book's real contribution, since it offers a way to honor a child's strengths without minimizing the accommodations they still need. In conclusion, Differently Wired is best suited for parents, caregivers, educators, and advocates who want a clearer framework for understanding children who do not fit conventional developmental expectations. Readers who are dealing with ADHD, autism, anxiety, dyslexia, giftedness, or twice exceptionality will likely find the book most immediately useful. But its broader value extends to anyone trying to support a child whose needs are being missed by standard advice and family stress, while also pointing toward advocacy and environmental support. What makes it stand out from many parenting books is its insistence that the system often needs to change as much as the child does. Instead of offering a narrow set of techniques, it provides a more durable lens for interpreting difference. That makes it especially valuable for families who have already tried conventional approaches and need a model built around acceptance, flexibility, and realistic support rather than pressure to conform. If you would like to support Deborah Reber, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.